Father in heaven, I want to thank you for each and every person who's come today. Even our visitors, Lord, we know that it's never an accident, it's always providential. And Lord, we would like the question answered, who will stand at His appearing? Because I think everyone here will say, I want to stand. I know I'm saying that. So please guide my mouth, Lord. Guide my mind with these two simple points today that will launch us into this series and give us confidence to know how we can stand at your appearing when things are going to get even worse than they are now. So guide and direct and use me in spite of me. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I said, six-part series. Part number one is making the Master marvel one way or another. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew, the 8th chapter. One of my favorite stories in all the Bible is found in Matthew 8. Please turn there with me. Children, I hope you brought your Bibles. I want you also to turn in your Bibles to Matthew, the 8th chapter. And we're going to look at this part one, making the Master marvel one way or another. Okay, do you all have Matthew, the 8th chapter? Okay, let's read. And we're going to start at verse number 5. Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy that you come under my roof. But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. And so it says here that Jesus marveled. In the Greek, that word is thaumadzo. Thaumadzo means to wonder, by implication to admire. Some of the versions say amazed. Jesus was amazed at the faith of this centurion. And by his simple belief and faith he had in Jesus. And did you get this? He said to him, Master, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. But I know who you are. I recognize authority because I'm authority. Just speak the word from here and my servant will be healed. And Jesus like went, whoa. And he said, I have not found such great faith, not in Israel. What a statement that Jesus made. The centurion made him marvel. But now let's look at another story in Mark the 6th chapter. Turn with me to Mark the 6th chapter. By the way, I'm more than half through my sermon already. Mark, the 6th chapter. Let me read to you another story. Let me start to pull these loose ends together. Let us see if we can nail down the first step in how to stand at His appearing. Mark the 6th chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Listen to this. Then he went out from there and came to his what? His own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hand? Is this not the carpenter's, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives and his own house." Now he could do no work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And what did Jesus do next? And Jesus marveled. And Jesus marveled at what? Their unbelief. Their unbelief. I checked carefully. I believe there's 45 times in the New Testament the word marveled is used. That thumazo, to wonder, to admire, to be amazed. And of those 44 times, only 2 refer to Jesus directly. All the others are they marveled. The Pharisee marveled. The multitude marveled at the things Jesus did, said, da 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 da. But notice here, he marveled at the centurion and he marveled at his congregation. But he marveled at the centurion's faith and he marveled at his congregation's unbelief. As far as I can tell in the New Testament, Jesus marveled 2 times. There's something wrong with this picture. You're going to marvel one way or another. Excuse me. You're going to make the Master marvel one way or another. It's time we make up our minds which way it's going to be. Who's going to stand at his appearing? Those who are like the centurion. Let me show you the advantages here. This is incredible. The advantages. Number 1, the Jews had the temple. Number 2, the Jews had the sacrifice. Number 3, the Jews had the prophets. Number 4, the Jews had the scriptures. Number 5, the Jews had John the Baptist. And number 6, the Jews had Jesus' miracles right in front of their face. And what does it say they did? They didn't believe. Now, I want to take a time out. I want to come apart with you. We need to talk. How in the world did the chosen people, appointed by God to be the sacred depository of the law of God, get to the point where they did not recognize the Redeemer when he came? Satan. Satan worked way in advance to prepare for this moment. He's doing the same to you and I now. Let's take a look at the disadvantages. This is amazing. Are you ready for this? Born in heathenism, educated in the idolatry of imperial Rome, seemingly cut off from spiritual life by his education and surrounding, shut out by the bigotry of the Jews for the Romans and by the contempt of his own countrymen for the people of Israel. Why did Jesus marvel? This man perceived the truth to which the children of Abraham were blinded. He did not wait to see whether the Jews themselves would receive the one who claimed to be their Messiah. Desire of Ages 3:17. I do not want to see my church members nor me replaced by converts out there when the Spirit of God is poured out. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the shaking comes, folks, those who are sincere and real will stay in, and those out there who are sincere and real will come flying in, and those in here who aren't sincere and real are going right out the door. I believe in Benjamin Franklin. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. I want to stay here. I want my church members to stay here. I want us to be ready for what's coming. And it asks the question in Malachi, who can stand at His appearing? Warning us that it isn't going to be easy. And if you stop and think about the story we just looked at, in Mark 6, God's people were completely deceived to the point they didn't recognize Jesus when He arrived. So we're going to look at a 6-part series. I'm in the boat with you folks. If you think I've already got my ticket, I don't. Well, we all have our ticket. It's whether we're going to use it or not. That ticket is Jesus Christ. Here's the sad statement to conclude the story of the centurion. Listen to this. When Jesus heard it, He marveled. Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and from the west, and they will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Do you understand what He's talking about there? When He opened His mouth, the Jews were like going livid, because the reference to the east and the west has to do with the heathens. And He said, many will come from the heathens, and they will sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. But you will be cast into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Folks, we will make the Master marvel one way or another. And at the very first Sabbath of the new year, let us make up our minds that we will make Him marvel the way the centurion made Him marvel. The captain of the ship looked into the dark and saw a faint light in the distance. Immediately he ordered his signal man to send a message, alter your course 10 degrees south. promptly, a message was received back. Alter your course 10 degrees north. The captain was angry. His command had been ignored. He sent a second message. Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am the captain. Soon, another message was received. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am Seaman Third Class Jones. Immediately, the captain sent a third message, knowing the intimidation it would invoke from this seaman. Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a battleship. And then the reply came. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse. We must be following the lighthouse. We cannot rely on ourselves. Let us make the Master marvel like the centurion. Father, I thank you for the challenge of the hour. And I want to also publicly thank you for the blessings this church has received and how faithful these people have been. And Lord, again, publicly, I declare if we're not supposed to have the property next door, then you put an end to it. But if we are, don't let us hesitate to move forward, trusting the lighthouse. So send your Spirit on us, our church, so we can not only be impacted personally, but help our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, our co-workers, so they can too be a part of this great movement. So at the first Sabbath of 2015, anoint us with a double portion of your Spirit and let us move forward to you, for you, and with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.